The coronavirus pandemic is changing many aspects of pregnancy, from prenatal care through delivery and the early weeks and months of a baby's life. Joining us to explain these changes is Dr. Neil Shah, an OBGYN at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and a national leader in improving maternity care. Dr. Shah joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me start this way. With a woman who learns that she's pregnant, so many appointments have been moved to phone or video chat due to quarantine. So are pregnant women getting regular checkups? Are they getting the same quality care?
I think that we're all doing the best that we can under these really extenuating circumstances. I mean, the care is different for sure. And I'm sure that for a lot of people who are pregnant, being able to access their providers in traditional ways is very important, and these changes are disconcerting. But I think for the most part, you know, we are able to connect on the important things. And when people really do need to come into the office, we find safe ways to make that happen.
If a pregnant woman tests positive for coronavirus, is she automatically hospitalized?
Not automatically. We have an algorithm that tries to make sure that, you know, we're certainly keeping everybody safe. But if somebody's pregnant, they may or may not be symptomatic. And if they're symptomatic, it sort of depends on what other risk factors they have. If they have what we consider moderate risk factors and they have symptoms, then we do bring them into the hospital for evaluation.
Are pregnant women who are hospitalized because of coronavirus handled differently than other patients?
So, yes, there's a lot that's different. You know, primarily, I think the difference is in the sort of protective equipment that we use. And, you know, that ends up having some secondary influences in the way that care is provided. But generally speaking, we don't know very much about the way that pregnancy and coronavirus come together. And we just have to make the best decisions we can with the information we have.
We've heard that during labor and delivery nationally, we've heard nationally that some hospitals are not allowing anyone to be with the woman during labor. You know, no guest, no spouse, no partner, no doula. What's happening in the Boston area?
In Boston, for the most part, hospitals are not allowing any visitors, with the two exceptions of the beginning of life and the end of life. In New York City, last week, they did restrict visitors for everything, including childbirth. And it's important to remember, Bob, these are wrenching decisions to make, and they're not made lightly, but they're really made with keeping the safety of the mom and the staff and the wider community in mind. And the issue in New York City last week is they just didn't have enough protective equipment. Fortunately, in Boston right now, we seem to be okay.
But it does, of course, change the experience.
Oh, it changes the experience. And to be totally frank, it probably changes the outcome. I mean, having a partner available, having birth support is essential. And I think, you know, part of the challenge in this new context that we're in is that the services that used to be essential a few weeks ago are still essential. We're just not able to provide them in the same way. And so we've got to figure out new ways of delivering the kinds of care that people really need, like virtual prenatal visits.
What's the latest, medically speaking, what's the latest on whether moms who have coronavirus deliver babies who are infected? At first, we heard no, but as I understand it, a small study out of China says yes.
Every couple days, we learn new information. And in the normal world, a case series, which is just a handful of examples and counterexamples, wouldn't even cross my desk. But I've never been so dependent on such shaky data. And a couple weeks ago, it seemed like there was no evidence that there could be transmission from the mom to the baby. And now there seems to be some evidence that it could be possible, which means we have to dig into it further.
Quick answer to this quick question, if I might, Dr. Shah, as we're running out of time, from one of our listeners. Here it is. How worried should pregnant women be at this moment in time?
Everything that we're hearing in the news, everything that we're learning is understandably unsettling. And, you know, a mentor once told me that concern is productive and panic is not. I think that we should be appropriately concerned. I think that we should be willing to rethink assumptions that we made even just a few days ago as we learn new information. And I think, you know, for people who are out there that are pregnant, I will tell you that I've never been more proud to be part of the healthcare system that I'm a part of right now. Everybody is doing an extraordinary job of keeping people safe and providing good care.
Dr. Neil Shah, OBGYN at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.